TV time machine, TV time machine, woo! TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine, TV time machine.
I feel like I should have. All right. That's fine, I guess. I should have turned the lights down.
I get a little echo. Maybe I'll turn down the...
Let me turn the lights down for Halloween effect.
Cool.
Let me lower the lights. Because I got the projector on. Halloween effect. Kick this key light.
Oh,
welcome.
Welcome everybody to our season finale Halloween special of the TV Time Machine podcast. I am Luis Lama,
and I'm Adam Vargas.
And you are 456. You are a survivor.
I lost the six.
Oh, you're only 4 or 5. Oh,
I
shit.
I lost the six. I don't know where I went.
Happy Halloween, Adam.
Happy Halloween.
How's life?
It's good. Here we are, season one.
Season one, buddy. We did it. Can you believe that?
Did it.
It started out as a little conversation a year ago, almost. Yep. Till February. And now here we are, 20 episodes later. I'm so proud of us. What are you doing for Halloween tonight? Are the kids all dressed up?
The kids are. They went to a trunk or treat.
Yeah, there's a trunk or treat here. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I guess it's the safe way to trick or treat, right? You don't want people going up to people's doors and... wait, there you are. Did you add me in? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It just says requested.
Yeah, you gotta accept it.
Oh, okay.
I already saw you in here.
Stick with us. Here we go.
You got it? Want me to request you back?
Yeah, there I you just go. Sent a request.
Okay. I'm accepting.
Hey. I got Freddy's Nightmare on. The
Nightmare. The new Nightmare?
No, it's the Nightmare on Elm Street TV show.
Oh, God, I hated that as a kid.
Yeah. It's scary, right? I mean, as a kid, it's scary.
It really freaked me out. Freddy Krueger always freaked me out. He was the worst, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't find it online, but I have a couple of the VHS tapes of it.
Shout out to Mac Efron and Gouging Clouds joining us. Thank you so much.
Gaging Clouds.
Oh, gouging. Sorry, gaging. Excuse me. English was my second language. All right, Adam.
Here we are.
So we're here to talk about our favorite or the best TV episodes that were Halloween inspired or best Halloween TV episodes. I found an amazing list by... Hold on. Gold Derby? Hardwood Floors? That's not right. Yeah. GoldDerby.com wrote an article on... the 30 best Halloween TV episodes ranked. But what about you? What's the episode of TV that was that Halloween episode that really stood out to you?
Wasn't the Punky Brewster episode like
the demon one?
Yes.
That was fucking scary as hell.
That's the episode that stands out to me. The demon Punky Brewster episode.
They go on a treasure hunt and encounter a demon.
Uh-huh.
And then she has to like fight it.
We should pull up that clip because
let's see here.
That is crazy.
Funky Brewster Demon.
I definitely remember that one. I don't feel like there's that many memorable, I mean, off the top of my head that I can think of.
Funky Brewster Demon.
Outside of like horror anthology shows. Remember those? There were so many. There were so many of those in the 90s.
You said there was the Monsters one, which I forgot, which you played.
Monsters. Yep. Which I thought I wasn't allowed to watch most horror anthology shows, but I forgot I was allowed to watch that one. My whole family watched that one. And we used to watch the Friday the 13th one. It didn't even have Jason in it, though. It was
anthology.
It was anthology. The first episode had Sarah Pauly in it, like as a kid, a little kid with like, she had a killer doll that like killed her mom, killed her stepmom, like just killed everybody, killed her nanny.
Jeez. The doll did all that?
The doll, yeah.
I am searching for the demon Punky Brewster episode now. Please bear with me. Punker!
How about that Squid Game, though?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a great outfit. Where did you get that sweatshirt from?
I've actually had this for a while.
They just happened to... Dude, I can't. Typing with this mask on is crazy.
I'm like, maybe I should find the clip and send it to you.
Looking. Chat. We found it before.
Yeah.
Could you look up Punky Brewster, like the season and the number, and then I guess we'll find it that way. There was a show called The Waltons back in the day about a family member. They would say goodnight. Goodnight, Jim. Goodnight. At the end. There was an episode of The Waltons. There was an episode of The Waltons where one of them brought home a doll and it was possessed.
That was a Halloween episode?
Yeah, it was horrifying.
I never saw that one.
Completely fish out of water. Sucks. It's funny. Treehouse of Horror, The Simpsons, always makes this list for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one.
They're not really scary. They're just more tongue-in-cheek.
Wow, man. Everything is calling this episode a traumatizing... How Punky Brewster Traumatized the Nation? That's one of the articles. Oh, that's right. Alan, like, didn't Alan get like sucked into?
Yeah, it like sucked her friend into like a meat pile of people.
Yeah.
Where's the clip?
Whoa, dude. These clips are like pulled.
They're like old?
No, pulled.
Oh, they're pulled? They pulled them?
Okay, wait. I think I found it. The Perils of Punky.
Yeah, here, I'll find it. Now that I have that, I'll look it up here. Perils of Punky. Aha!
Oh, man. This episode is crazy.
She's talking about it in this one.
They also did the same episode.
In the cartoon?
On the cartoon. The same episode, The Perils of Punky, and it was a two-parter, and that's really funny.
I don't understand why they would do that.
Not watching this.
Dun, dun. I used to love this show.
Punky Brewster? Yeah.
Great show. I'm not finding that clip. I guess it doesn't want us to see it. That sucks.
Wait, I think I have it.
Punky Brewster grew up to
be. It's at least.
Pretty cute.
Oh, this one. This isn't like clips of it, though. This is just like.
It's like a show reviewing it.
Yeah.
Here, let me. Let's move on and then I'll pull up a clip later.
Yeah.
I don't think any show. The Halloween episode was supposed to jump the shark and actually be scary. It was just more like spoofing, right?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. No, this is a review. But whoa, dude.
You find it?
Wow, dude. This is crazy.
Share your screen or send it to me and I'll share our screen.
Okay. This is crazy, this episode.
Chat on here is so hard to find.
Yeah. Okay, there it is.
All right. Okay.
Now it's like somebody.
It's like somebody what?
Somebody is reviewing it, but they have the clips in it.
You see it?
Yeah.
How long is this video?
I don't. I would skip ahead to like 2.5 minutes. That was where it started showing the clips. Just some grass, a few numbers. Wow, those outfits.
Nose candy? Oh yeah, this
Did
is
she
the
say
one.
Nose, she said nose candy?
Yes. Oh God.
Oh God. Oh man. Cringe. Wow, so cringe.
He said, and that's the same music.
Yeah. Here it is. Whoa, dude. Brandon the dog. Brandon.
Oh my God.
I think it's a friendly arm.
Talking head.
Wow.
They find a big spider web and attacked by a giant spider.
Oh my God.
It's gonna cut Loki's face off.
Dude. The axe just mysteriously appears. Oh my God. Dude, this spider looks crazy. All right.
What the hell?
I should be describing this to our listening audience. The spider just exploded after she like hit it with a hatchet. There was like a crazy giant floating eye.
And one by one, they lose a member of the group.
Okay. Wow. That was
yeah.
Quite interesting.
And it gets more disturbing after that. Because, like, yeah, Brian becomes part of that pile of people or whatever. And, like, oh.
I'm on the wrong. I just realized, did the Ponder Hall send you or the TV Time Machine send you an invite?
Here, you're on Ponder, right?
Yeah. I need to go to TV Time Machine and send you. Wow, we're really good at this.
We got this live thing down.
All right, I'm going to switch out and go to TV Time Machine, all right? I'll be right back.
I was going to say maybe I should go on Clubhouse for this, but...
Can you do that at the same time?
I could, but we wouldn't be on... I wouldn't be able to be on Instagram.
All right, I'm sending you the invite now to... that was lame. Tom, send a request. There we go.
Did that work? What did you do? It like switched accounts on me. That was weird.
That was insane. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Except when you saw it the first time, right?
I don't really remember that.
Okay.
There you go. Hello, Adam.
I remember being scared by that, for sure.
Well, yeah. Hello. I mean, that's terrifying.
Yeah. Yep.
Moving on. Oh, go ahead.
It's weird. Oh, no. Yeah, not popping up on there on the Instagram.
I see you.
I don't see me. Oh, okay, wait.
Unable to join. Why? All right, I'm going to send you this request again.
Here we go. Oh, that's why. My camera's blocked. I have one of those things that slides in front of the camera. Freddy's nightmare. Oh, there's Freddy.
That's creepy.
Freddy coming around the door. Robert Englund. So, yeah, that Punky Brewster episode.
Awful. Terrifying.
Yeah.
This one I don't remember at all, but number 30 on this list is the Brady Bunch, Fright Night. And it premiered October 27th, 1982. I mean, 72. The boys start a prank war by scaring the girls with ghosts, and the girls retaliate with spirits of their own.
What?
When Alice scoffs at them for being scared, the kids join forces to spook Alice. Carol is busy sculpting a bust of Mike's head, and the parents let things play out. But the prank gets out of hand, and the kids realize there's nothing scarier than making mom and dad mad. Wow.
Dude, I do not remember that at all.
72. That's when it was on. That was probably a jump the shark because that's later, right? It came out in the 60s. So
yeah, that's probably like Cousin Oliver era.
Fuck Cousin Oliver. Number 29 is one of your favorite shows.
Oh, what is it?
Family Matters, Dark and Stormy Night, October 28th, 1994.
Is that, why are they doing that one? Is that a
It's when trick-or-treating was canceled.
Like, trick-or-treating was canceled?
Yeah, because of a storm. So,
oh, like a big Chicago storm?
Yeah. This one was pretty scary, I remember.
Are they, like, telling scary stories?
I think so, yeah. I passed the story. So, yep. Steve, Carl, and the rest of the crew weave a tale about the 19th century feud between the Von Winslow family of vampires and the Duke of Urkel. A fun episode with the right amount of spook and humor. Cool.
Oh, I know. One of my favorite Halloween episodes is from Freaks and Geeks, the Trick or Treat episode.
That must have been season one. Was it only one season?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened in that one?
They were like,
"Hi, my comeback podcast."
They were like, "Hey."
Thank you for joining. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. They were trying to do one last, you know, because the boys, they're getting older, you know.
Yeah.
And they think they're too old, but Sam, like, wanted them, you know, like, convinces them to do it or whatever. And then...
You turn the volume off on your phone?
Lindsay. Oh, yeah. How's that?
Lindsay was Linda Cortellini or whatever, right? Yeah, you're fine.
Lindsay was... they went to some kind of party, right? Some, like, party.
Ten Lawns for Music is on.
Hey, Jack.
I love Sober October. I love that album. Is that the name of the album?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I can't get enough of that. My daughter and me were jamming to that the other day. Like, she loved it. It's so good.
It sounds like a classic album. Like,
it's so well written.
Like a 70s. Yeah, it's amazing.
You should put in the comment where people can find your album because it's so good. Or Adam can say where.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was just excited.
Oh no.
So Freaks and Geeks.
Yep. Gosh, man. There was the Growing Pains episode where they all told stories. Remember that one?
Yeah, there's a zombie episode.
That was like DiCaprio era.
Yeah, that's when they were all zombies.
Yeah. There was a few different ones. I feel like that was an extended episode.
Number 28 on here is ironically what's playing in the background. It's a 1964, October 30th, episode of the Addams Family, Halloween with the Addams Family. And you said Wednesday Addams just came to your door, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a Wednesday Addams trick-or-treating to my door. I've only had two trick-or-treaters so far, but one of them is Wednesday Addams. The other kid, I didn't know what his costume was.
That's insane.
Something new.
The mysterious and spooky family unknowingly invite a couple of scary armed robbers, Don Rickles, who plays Claude, into their home for a Halloween party. As they are being hunted by police, the two overlook the unusual party games. And once they get a look at Gomez's draw full of cash, they decide to play along. But Thing is on to them. Thing saves the day on this one. Very cool.
Oh, yeah?
And there's an Andy Griffith Show episode, The Haunted House.
I never saw that one either.
Listen to this. This is bad. 1963.
Okay.
When Opie and his friends send a baseball through a window of the haunted Rimshaw house, they are too scared to get it. They send Barney, Fife, and Gomer to retrieve it. However, there's an urban legend about an axe murderer that lives there. The reputation of the cranky owner and a lot of creaking spook the two into believing the house is haunted, and Shazam. Even the practical Andy is scared. But as usual, the sheriff will get the last laugh and break the case wide open. Andy Griffith never got scared.
Nope.
Interesting.
He's calm, cool, and collected.
There's a MASH episode. Do you remember that one? A Halloween MASH?
I do not remember a Halloween MASH.
1982, the gang of the 4,077th is dressed in costume. As the surgeons work, they swap ghost stories in the OR.
I do not remember.
When Father McCauley discovers a soldier who was issued a toe tag too soon. That's creepy.
Ooh.
So they pronounce someone dead who is alive. That's dark.
Yeah. MASH went there sometimes, you know?
MASH went there a lot. Remember the chicken episode? That was very dark. Very, very dark.
Oh. There's a great... Do you remember the Greg Pakaitis, Parks and Rec?
He's the one that was inventing stuff, right?
No, Greg Pakaitis was the kid, the teenager who like pranked Leslie Knope.
I don't remember that episode.
It was a Halloween episode.
It's on here.
He leaves a peach pit on her desk or something like that. But so like that's how she knows that it's him. And that's the episode where Andy first calls himself Macklin, Greg Macklin or something, Steve Macklin, the FBI agent that he like pretends to be every once in a while.
Didn't he have a whole show where he was at?
I don't remember. Was that just like something him and April were doing or something?
I think he did like when they did a time jump. He had his own children's show.
Oh, that's right. He had his own TV show, kid's show. Yeah, yeah. And Steve Macklin, gosh, I don't remember his name. He was one of the characters he played on it.
It's awesome. Actually, yeah, I think this is it. Parks and Rec, Greg Pakaitis.
Greg Pakaitis.
2009. It's Halloween and Leslie is determined to bring down her arch nemesis, Greg Pakaitis. A high school brat who vandalizes a statue every Halloween. She enlists her policeman boyfriend and Andy to take that little punk down. And it's fun to see. That show was great.
Yeah.
Arguably, I think a little better than The Office, would you say, in terms of writing?
Yes.
Office had like a one gimmick kind of thing.
I don't like how The Office was like really harsh, the humor, you know?
Yeah.
Like it really was about like tearing people down and stuff like that. Yeah. A lot of the time. I liked how Parks and Rec was more, there was always heart with Parks and Rec because of Leslie, you know,
they got rid of the Phyllis Fat joke in The Office. They cut it out of the DVD release.
Mm.
They were all getting,
cause it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Phyllis.
Yeah.
This is weird. Look.
The other part of that episode was great too.
What about you? What did you traditionally do on, like, I didn't grow up celebrating Halloween.
No, I didn't either.
Cause it was like, you know, Jehovah hated it. Cause it was Satan's holiday. So we were scared, but we were also very fascinated by it. So we always found a way to like go out when the trick or treaters were out.
Uh-huh.
Or we would love scaring them when they came to the door. Why didn't you guys celebrate it?
Yeah, my parents were just, my mom had two rules, right? She didn't like whining and she didn't like begging. And she saw Halloween as like the same thing as begging.
Oh, I thought you said she saw the movie Halloween.
Jesus. No, she saw Texas Chainsaw though when she was a kid and that came out, and that scared her so bad.
That show is terrifying.
I just found out recently.
That movie is terrifying.
Yeah, it is. I just found out the other day the director's intention with it was it was supposed to raise awareness about like slaughterhouses.
Oh.
It's supposed to be like a metaphor for like the meat industry.
That's terrifying.
I'm like, that was lost on everybody. Nobody got that out of that movie.
Not at all.
No, I don't know how people were supposed to draw that conclusion.
When I was a kid, I used to feel left out when the kids would all dress up, so my mom would come pick me up.
Mm-hmm. She would let us go to parties.
Yeah,
like if friends had parties and stuff, we were allowed to go to parties, but she like trick-or-treating was like begging to her. She was like, I'm not going to let you go door to door begging people for candy.
Aww.
So.
Twilight Zone was horrifying as a kid for me.
Oh, man. I love Twilight Zone.
What's your favorite episode that reminds you of Halloween?
It reminds me of Halloween. I don't know. The two episodes I always think of are the library, like the guy who like is obsessed with reading and he breaks his glasses, you know, the world ends and he like he's the only one and he breaks his glasses in the library. And then there's the episode where they're at the diner and the some like strange man comes into the diner, you know, and it's after they hear on the radio that there was like a UFO. And so people think he's an alien, but then it turns out the guy behind the counter like raises his hat and he has a third eye.
Oh yeah.
And like, he's an alien. Yeah. Those two episodes are great.
Remember the nurses with the noses, man, that freaked me out.
Nurses with
the... when they have pig
yeah,
noses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
There's the other episode like that where, it's the reading of the will and of this like really rich this really rich guy and his whole family's there and they all hate each other, and before they can read the will they have to put these ugly masks on right before the lawyer. It's like,
yeah,
the stipulation. And when they take them off, their faces are all like the same as the masks.
That was terrifying too.
Yeah.
Talking Tina was really scary.
Talking Tina.
Vitaly Savalas.
That one and the Dennis the Menace one. The kid who played Dennis the Menace. Into the cornfield.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I'm gonna wish you into the cornfield.
Timmy.
No, Timmy, don't do it. The cornfield was like he killed you, you know? I'm gonna wish you into the cornfield.
That was terrifying.
Yeah, he could just like make anything. Do you remember there was a Little House on the Prairie Halloween episode?
Yes, like something really bad, a ghost or something, right?
The Monster of Walnut Grove. I looked
it up.
It's the eve of Halloween, and Mary and Laura have been given permission to soap the Olsen's windows. What is that? They had to get permission to soap the windows?
To do work.
Laura witnesses Mr. Olsen chopping off Mrs. Olsen's head.
Oh my God.
Igniting a series of misunderstandings that leads to Nellie and Willie pranking Laura on a night replete with a full moon, howling wolves, a spooky cemetery, a creepy basement, and a ghost. Laura and her friend got the fright of their lives in this fun episode. So it was really a dressmaker's dummy. But she thought it was the wife.
That's creepy as hell.
Yeah.
I love
these. Oh, I guess the soap in the windows is like a prank.
Oh.
Putting soap on people's windows because it's like a harmless prank, right? Because you just wash it off.
Haha, I cleaned your windows. Haha. You loser.
Like you can't see through the windows. It's like bar soap. I get it.
But yeah, they yeah. eventually.
But then you can, yeah, you just wash it right off.
We're gonna take our first break and do our sponsor reads. And when we come back, we can tell more scary stories. I have a real scary one for you. I did not like this. This was like really dark. Mm. I think I've told you that one about the axe murder. Oh, the Bible student. Oh,
man. I'll have to wait to hear it.
So this is Luis Llama.
And this is
Adam. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. TV Time Machine Podcast. Look out for Instagram when we come back. Adam, I'll jump right in.
Yep.
TV Time Machine. TV Time Machine. Woo! TV Time Machine. TV Time Machine. TV Time Machine. TV Time Machine.